from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. $4 million was handed out in Timmins last night by the province's Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. 13 projects by institutions, municipalities, and small businesses split the money, announced by Mines Minister and Timmins MPP George Peary. He gave a hats off to the businesses who applied for and got the money.
Truly the small business of people, they're the backbone of our economy here in the north.
The full list of funding to the 13 recipients is on mytimmonsnow.com. All federal public employees who are still working from home must begin the transition to going back to the office on Monday. Any who refuse to go back will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. Last month, Treasury Board President Mona Fortier said all departments must have their employees in the office at least two or three times a week by the end of March. It's not clear what the penalty will be for anyone who doesn't. A new report from Statistics Canada shows the toll caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. It has published the latest statistics concerning excess deaths, the number of deaths that exceed what's expected in normal times between January 2020 and October 2022. It finds more than 53,000 excess deaths in that time period, 7.6% more than expected, and 80% of those were due to COVID-19. January 2022 was the worst month, with a 27% higher than expected death rate due to the virus. Well, video of a lynx in the A&W drive-thru in Cochrane yesterday has gone viral on Facebook, attracting more than 28,000 views as of this morning. It was recorded by Emily LaMarche. She says she has seen lynxes on the south and west highways in Cochrane, but never so close to people.
It's a really cool video, and it's a clear video, and you could just see his big paws, and his markings are really beautiful.
One reason LaMarche posted the video is to prevent an encounter between a lynx and people, their kids, and pets, should one of them wander right into town. In Country 93.1 sports, Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action tonight has the Hearst Lumberjacks hosting the Timmins Rock in a first-place showdown. Puck drop is 7 o'clock at Claude LaRose Arena. Timmins has a one-point lead over the Lumberjacks for first place in the East Division. It's their second meeting in less than a week. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.